In the seafood industry, Dutch Harbor has been synonymous with king crab for 30 years. But it's only recently that the town has earned the same reputation with reality TV fans. That's thanks to the Discovery Channel, which scored a huge rating success with The Deadliest Catch over the past two seasons. It's no secret that much of the show's appeal comes from how exotic the fisherman's work seems to people living more conventional 21st century American lives. But co-executive producer Jeff Conroy thinks that the opposite is also true, that viewers see how the kinds of decisions that people like Northwestern captain Sig Hansen make mirror those in their own lives.
In your regular job, whatever you do, there are things that you do, you know, that are good decisions and bad decisions. And there's times when people like you and you're everyone's ally, and there's times when you're everyone's enemy. And I think that's not that much different than what we see with Sig. The difference being is that, you know, the consequences are greater when you're fishing on the Bering Sea.
But that's also where things get tricky. By documenting average guys doing a difficult, dramatic job, The Deadliest Catch has become a huge success. And in the process, it's made those same average guys famous, which in turn makes them not so average anymore. This paradox is part and parcel of the whole idea of reality TV, but Conroy says it's less of a problem with The Deadliest Catch than other shows, if only because the Bering Sea tends to force everybody back into the real world.
It really doesn't affect us the same way it might affect someone, you know, shooting a reality show in, let's say, Los Angeles. A lot of the hassle and problems that could come with your characters being celebrities gets erased. You know, we basically go out to sea and we're on a boat. You know, I mean, if we were shooting in Los Angeles, they might be walking out of a studio and signing autographs, or they might have to go for an appearance here, or they might be, you know, they might be dealing with their agents or managers. But when we're out on the Bering Sea, it's the same old story. They're out there to catch crab.
This year, the Deadliest Catch producers had to contend with the delayed Opelio crab season that's still underway thanks to delivery disruptions in January. Even as the first episode airs, crews are still shooting the last two installments of the series.
I know, we're still filming. It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. There's no real excess in these budgets, and there's a certain number of shooting days, and you know, we've had to downsize our crew to cover it because we can't just keep a full staff all the way through. But it has been something that we've, you know, figured out to try to keep covering the boats while they're out there so that we can get the full story. Just got a lot more difficult.
Conroy says that while nothing is certain, there will likely be a fourth season of Deadliest Catch in the works this fall. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.